around the globe, it's time for your RM World Travel Connection with Robert and Mary Carey and Rudy Maxa on the SSI Radio Network.
Let's buckle up as the show begins. Rome, where life takes you around this great big world.
Connect with the show anytime at rmworldtravel.com or on social media at RM World Travel. And now, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Well, we got a lot to do today, so we're going to get right to it. Hello, everyone. Welcome aboard America's number one travel radio show. How many of you listening across the country are still on a sugar high from Halloween last night? Well, I'm sure a lot of you are, for sure. Well, it is just after 10 a.m. Eastern time. The calendar has now flipped to November, as it is Saturday the 1st. And from coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on TuneIn, our bags are packed. We leave after today's show wraps. RJ will also be on the move today, but somewhere very different. Off we go for these 120 minutes, as the fastest 2 hours in travel is on, as we like to say to begin the show. All right, well, listen, you know, our public service message of the day is a reminder to set your clocks back tonight, and that's good news, as we'll all be getting an extra hour of sleep, I guess. If your station happens to run this program on Sunday, well, you already got an extra hour of sleep, I guess. Mary and I, we talk about this a lot. I know we've had this with Rudy over the years. You know, we wish that we just stayed on daylight savings time all year around. Hopefully President Trump and Congress will get that done at some point. But getting Democrats to stop impeding the end of the government shutdown, I'd say, is a higher priority on the list for sure. So RJ is going to be joining us in a few minutes for his open road that's ahead in the D block. Is getting ready for that right now. Mary, are you ready for Bermuda and the Caribbean that's coming?
Yes, I am ready for Bermuda and the Caribbean. Our team has been in touch with some of our contacts on Bermuda, which, of course, is much further north than Jamaica, where Hurricane Melissa really kind of passed through and packed quite a wild punch. They're going to be in recovery mode for some time. But Bermuda fared much better. And, you know, they had power outages and some trees down. But
yeah, not much.
No, they're okay. But Jamaica's got a long recovery ahead. You know, I have another PSA for all of you. So unfortunately, anytime there's a natural disaster on the length of what Jamaica saw, there are a lot of scammers. And so I know Jamaica is very close to a lot of you. Many of you have traveled there, I'm sure, and it's close to your heart. So if you want to donate, this is just a PSA reminder to donate to legitimate charities that are set up.
Verifying.
Sandals is one of them. They have 8 properties on Jamaica. They've got a foundation, the Red Cross, United Way. Unfortunately, a lot of scammers will be online trying to take your money. So yeah,
go with
the legitimate.
Bahamas.
Yeah.
Our
thoughts to everybody in Jamaica.
So, you know, by the way, the reason I was talking about Bermuda with everybody, with Mary there, folks, is after today's show, we're going to be doing something we've never done before. And that's kind of hard to say after all the places that we've been and all the travel that we've experienced over the years. Ironically, it involves our home city of New York. As part of our new relationship with Regent Seven Seas Cruises, we're going to be catching up with their Seven Seas Splendor ship here in New York. We're going to begin the big Let's Go America tour, NYC to MIA via the ABCs. 2 weeks from today, we will be broadcasting this show live from Aruba before we make our way to Miami.
We will. And, you know, the New York Sailaway is well known. I'm very curious to see. I mean, this is our home city. Of course, we've sailed around the harbor.
We're going to do it in the dark.
An actual sailaway. Yeah, yeah. But the way the city's lit up, the Statue of Liberty.
Yeah, that's going to be great.
People apparently love the Sailaway. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
As we go past the Statue of Liberty, that'll be great.
Exactly. So, and as you said, this you can follow everything that we're going to be doing. You can comment in real time if you want. You just have to go to our RM World Travel Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and X pages, and you'll find all of our journey and our adventures right there
for you. Our team will be working hard to get all that going. And speaking of Regent Seven Seas, it's been great to hear that more of you have now contacted them. 2 weeks ago, we announced this new relationship with them. That includes your ability to come travel with Mary and me in Europe next October. And that cruise aboard their Seven Seas Grandeur ship, that's their newest ship, it's selling out. We'd love to see this, right?
Yeah, it's selling a little faster than we expected, and space is limited. So I'd highly encourage you, if you're thinking about it, to go ahead and make a deposit. And once again, the dates for this special Travel with Robert and Mary opportunity are October 20th to November 1st of 2026. It's about a year from now. And again, we're going to be going to Malta, Italy, Croatia, Montenegro, Greece, and Turkey.
Well, I think the reason it's selling, it's these are bucket list
itinerary
destinations, no
yeah
question about it. Even somebody in the executive team there at Regent I was talking to said to me, well, Robert, you picked the right cruise because they're great. right places. So go to our show website, rmworldtravel.com. You're going to find a banner right there at the top of the homepage with the Regent logo. It says, join Robert and Mary aboard Seven Seas Grandeur in October 2026. Click on it. It's going to redirect you to the special Regent page that they've created. It contains all the information you need, special discounts, bonuses, just for listeners of this show, plus a list of all the things included. And there's so many, we would take up 2 hours telling you all of that. Most importantly, there is a toll-free number. You can call Megan and Peyton on the Regent team. They're going to take great care of you, get you on the ship with us. So, Rudy, I'm going to ask you, how was your Halloween yesterday up there in St. Paul, Minnesota?
Well, I didn't actually, you know, since my children live elsewhere and grandchildren live in Europe, I didn't have a lot of kids to... And I live in an apartment building where there are no trick-or-treaters, I've learned, in most of the U.S.
Did you have any candy ready for anybody in case?
No, I had no candy. I wasn't at home. I was out to dinner with friends. And there were some people in costumes at dinner, which was nice. Mm-hmm. But
well,
I was
listen,
not.
If you don't have candy.
I wouldn't say I was all in. Let's put it that way.
If you don't have candy, the place to be is not home. So that's a
Right, get out and go to
exactly. So, Bobby, listen, good morning to you. I mean, did you indulge too much in the candy yesterday? Or more importantly, has anyone brought in leftovers today there in Dallas at our network center?
No one has brought in leftovers yet. I did have the parental candy tax that I employed. But, no, it was a lighter year. There were a lot of houses with lights off this year.
Yeah, it was the same in our neighborhood.
Seems that Halloween has changed. There's just these group gatherings now.
Yeah, and they go to like the main streets, and they go to like other areas.
Events, yeah.
All right, let's share the results of our latest travel polls on rmworldtravel.com. First question, which job in travel do you say is most challenging? The results, 17% of you said cruise ship guest services associate, 19% hotel front desk clerk, 20% the restaurant maitre d', 21% the car rental desk agent, and 23% of you said the airport check-in agent.
You know, the producer of America's number one travel radio show is not on there. That could be most challenging at times with the
audio. They're nodding their heads right now listening.
But, you know, listen, I would have to say, Mary, the hotel front desk, you think about early arrivals, and then they say, I'm sorry, your room's not ready, late checkouts, those issues, credit card declines. But maybe with the apps that are going on today, people don't even go to the front. I don't know.
Well, with flight delays and everything, I also think it might be a toss-up with the airport.
All right, we'll see what Rudy thinks on question two.
All right. So question two, which job in travel do you say is most underappreciated? 15% of you said the restaurant dishwasher, 20% of you said the airport baggage handler, 21% the hotel maintenance worker, 22% the cruise ship dock worker, and 23% of you said the car rental detailers.
That's tough. Rudy, what do you say?
Wow, I've never thought of the car rental detailers. I just thought they ran it through a wash. I don't know. I think any back of the room, I mean, anybody in a kitchen you never see or in a hotel you never see, to some extent, the housekeepers are, I think, probably underappreciated generally. I always try to look them in the eye when I pass them the hallway and give them a smile and say good morning. And they seem to light right up because I think people just walk by them. You know, they're part of the furniture.
But the detailing, listen, you got to change the oil, you got to do the tires, you have to do.
I find that
the dock workers
that came in at the cruise ship, though.
We
ever see the detailers to say thank you or anything.
So. Mm. All right, really quick, and then we're going to go to a first break. I saw something, we'll keep it light today because we got a lot coming up and we're going to get next into a heavier conversation. Top 10 airport snacks out there. I don't know what your favorite one is out there. Number one are Oreos, okay? RJ would be all over this right now. I'll ask him in a second. You know, Jack Link's beef jerky, Cheetos, Puffs, Sour Patch Kids, Dunkin' Donuts, I'd probably go there, Welch's Fruit Snacks, Doritos Cool Ranch, I mean, there it is. So we'll keep that in the Halloween theme for today. All right, after this quick sponsors break, U.S. Travel Association CEO Jeff Freeman is going to be back. The Chief Travel Leader conversation is coming your way. Starts in 3 minutes.
As we take a brief sponsors break, now's a good time to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, X, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.
It's Raycon's anniversary, and what a better way to celebrate than with a deal on the Everyday Earbud Classics from buyraycon.com/carry. The Everyday Earbud Classics are loaded with upgrades, active noise cancellation, multi-point connectivity, and an ergonomic fit that actually stays put. Plus, over 3 million customers love Raycons, and they come with a 30-day happiness guarantee. Get 20% off at buyraycon.com/carry. That's buyraycon.com/carry, or find that link at rmworldtravel.com and just look under sponsors.
There's a new way to keep your home safe, and it's called Simply Safe from simplysafe.com/carry. It's completely different from everything you've thought about home security. Typical security systems react once someone is inside your home. Real security stops a crime before it even starts. With SimpliSafe, the moment someone steps onto your property, artificial intelligence security cameras identify the threat and alert professional monitoring agents. Get 50% off your new system at simplysafe.com/carry or visit armworldtravel.com. There's no safe like SimpliSafe. If you're a yo-yo dieter, you should know that that can be dangerous. It can actually increase your risk of health issues, including heart attacks, strokes, type 2 diabetes, and others. Lean Weight Loss is a natural studied supplement that helps maintain a healthy blood sugar, control your appetite and cravings, and burn fat. If you're tired of losing weight and gaining it back, Lean was created for you. Give Lean, L-E-A-N, a try at TakeLean.com. That's TakeLean.com, and you'll get 20% off with the code CARRY, C-A-R-E-Y. TakeLean.com. RMWorldTravel.com has a direct link.
Hey, everyone. Robert here to say MyPillow is excited to announce they're having their biggest 3-in-1 sale at MyPillow.com/carry. My slippers are only $39.98. That's any color, any style. My towels are finally back in stock. Get a 6-piece set for also just $39.98. The limited edition premium MyPillows are just $17.98 for queens, $19.98 for kings. And when your order is over $100, you'll get free shipping plus $100 in free digital gifts. Head to MyPillow.com/carry, use code CARRY, or visit RMWorldTravel.com. Look under sponsors.
Got a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert and Mary and our show team anytime on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and X at RM World Travel. Now, back to award-winning RM World Travel.
All right, as we now get ready to welcome our first guest of the day, folks, starting off this new month with the latest Chief Travel Leader Conversation, seemed like a good idea to Mary and me, and when we knew U.S. Travel Association CEO Jeff Freeman could join us this morning, well, that pretty much cemented things. Before we get to Jeff, this portion of our award-winning program is sponsored by HelixSleep.com.
A part of travel that we really enjoy and say is a definite benefit of travel is being able to sleep in super comfortable beds, whether it's at a top luxury hotel, a resort, or a luxury cruise ship. That same level of comfort and quality can be enjoyed in your own home, and that's exactly what our friends at HelixSleep.com/carry deliver.
You know, whether you're dealing with back or neck pain, maybe you need some more support, don't settle for average or inferior sleep. Helix mattresses are engineered and constructed right here in the USA, and you won't get a better night's sleep than on a Helix. Go find out why they have more than 40,000 five-star reviews and save 25% as a show fan this weekend. The website is helixsleep.com/carry or look at rmworldtravel.com. Look under sponsors.
All right, let's head down to Washington, D.C. Via our show hotline is Jeff Freeman, CEO of the U.S. Travel Association, connects with us for today's Chief Travel Leader Conversation.
Well, indeed we are, Mary. Jeff, it is always nice having you here on the program with us. Welcome back to America's number one travel radio show.
Great to be back. Thanks again.
Well, thank you very much. So, listen, as you know, we don't sugarcoat things on this program. We say it like we see it, and we need to start off with the reality we're all dealing with. The Democrats in Congress have kind of boxed themselves into an unfortunate corner that's hurting our country. The extremists in their side of the party, they want no part of helping President Trump or helping Republicans. So when the Washington Post is now attacking Democrats for holding the government hostage, it says where we are as a country. You were there at the White House on Thursday with Vice President Vance. Secretary Sean Duffy has been on this program. He's, you know, been very vocal this week about the impact the shutdown is having on our air traffic controllers. It's certainly having an impact on national parks, so many government services. And the juxtaposition of seeing the president overseas this week racking up trade deals to benefit our country or previously signing off on peace deals while Democrats holding up the vote from reopening the government, it's kind of telling. So with Election Day coming on Tuesday, you know, that's going to be day 35 of the shutdown. Do you think this all stops soon and we can get back to things functioning again?
Let me be clear. I think all federal government shutdowns are completely irresponsible. Democrats have led them. Republicans have led them. It's something that I think should be taken off the table. These shutdowns are forcing thousands, tens of thousands of air traffic controllers, TSA agents, other essential workers to go to work and be unpaid. And I don't know about you, I don't go to work and be unpaid. So among other things, we are treating people remarkably poorly. And that's something that needs to be addressed. It has a massive effect on the travel economy. We're seeing that across the industry. Scott Kirby of United Airlines, Robert Isom of American Airlines were with me in this White House meeting, and both of them spoke to how the system is creaking in terms of its ability to be efficient, in terms of its ability to be reliable, not in terms of its ability to be safe. The system will be safe, but as Secretary Duffy said, the way it stays safe is by slowing everything down. Which is going to have a massive impact on travelers. And I hope that is one of several reasons for wiser minds to come together get over this hump and find other means of negotiating than shutting the entire government down.
Yeah, I agree. I've never understood government shutdowns. I think it's just an absolute disaster. I totally agree. So let's go in a different direction, Jeff, so we can discuss some things that should find ways to unite us as Americans. As I think you know, last Saturday, Eric Hansen, who U.S. Travel just promoted to Senior VP Head of Government Relations, was on with us and three other panelists for our preferred travel panel. We were talking about America's 250th birthday next year. Aside from the government shutdown, which is a drag on all of us, not to mention the aspects of travel, share some of the other goals that you have for our nation via U.S. Travel, along with Eric and what his role is, not only to help celebrate America's 250th, but we have some other major events coming sports-wise over the next few years.
Yeah, well, thank you for having Eric on. He's been with the travel industry for 15 years. He's done a remarkable job. He's a great advocate for the industry, great representative of the industry. We are fortunate to have him, and I'm thrilled that he had the opportunity to join you last week. We have opportunities with travel, right? We have opportunities to drive economic outcomes, to strengthen communities, to benefit individuals. Individuals see that, especially post-pandemic, where there's a greater appreciation for the experiences, the memories, the health benefits, and so on. So we have opportunities with travel. Unfortunately, international travel to the United States will be down 6% or so this year. The United States is the only major nation in the world that will see a decline in international travel this year. When you look at domestic travel, it's essentially flat. So we have these great opportunities, but we've got a lot of work to do to unlock them, to create an environment where people are willing to travel, they feel safe, secure, and the process is efficient. So, you know, as I look ahead to next year, we've got the World Cup, we've got America's 250th birthday, we've got the Summer Olympics on the heels of that. We've got event after event after event. We're celebrating various destinations around the country. I know the Sean Duffy, who you mentioned, has launched the Great American Road Trip to celebrate 250 destinations around the country. I look forward to joining him soon at Lambeau Field to celebrate that great destination for an upcoming Packer game. So, I mean, we've got so many things to celebrate, so many things to highlight. The opportunity is there. Mm-hmm. Can we get out of our own way in some respects and create an environment where people want to travel?
Well, so you used the word unlock. I want to build on that because, you know, a few weeks ago you met with 20 corporate travel CEOs here in New York, Jeff, for a roundtable on economics and travel. So I appreciate one of your quotes we saw commenting on it. Winners stay nimble. And anyone who has run a successful business can immediately identify with that. So yesterday I was reading some morning newspapers, and these are a sampling of some of the headlines that I actually have here in the front of me. You know, Booking, that would be Booking.com, says third quarter profit and revenue jumped as travel demand is stabilizing. Royal Caribbean reported higher third quarter profits than expected as consumers are willing to spend on vacations and travel. United Airlines, you mentioned Scott Kirby, continues to win brand loyal customers, and Q3 profit and Q4 outlook both exceed Wall Street expectations. So back to winners stay nimble, Jeff. Talk about what that means in the context of your responsibilities and share some of the takeaways from the meeting that you had with all those executives.
Yeah, we were thrilled to have about two dozen industry CEOs in New York for about 24 hours or so of rich content and talking about where we're going as an industry, being exposed to other industry leaders from retail and just consumer experts in general. I think there's a good amount of confidence in the industry. You hear the earnings calls. The numbers are good. They're not as great as they were, but these numbers are still strong. I think that what concerns the industry most is probably two things right now. One, the bifurcation of the market, the bifurcation of the traveler. There's the affluent, and then there's everybody else. And the affluent are spending like they've never spent before. That's great. It's helping the industry. Obviously, there are certain brands that really do well when the affluent spend, but it also exposes the weakness in the market for everybody else. And I think for us to be long-term, an industry that's as strong as it can be, we can't have two different markets out there. We need all Americans with the ability to travel, with the willingness to travel.
I agree with that.
And right now, right now there are a lot of people who are belt-tightening. They're unable to do that, and that's certainly a concern across the industry. The other aspect is simply the policies that we put in place that give people certainty, give them confidence, or the opposite of that. You know, we were talking about the government shutdown, and I think that this is a moment right now where people start to question the efficiency. Some people question the safety. I already addressed that. I'm not concerned about the safety. but some people are. And that just, it speaks to the uncertainty that we can plant through policy. That is really one of the biggest headwinds we face as an industry.
I don't know whether it's because of DOGE or the elimination of departments and reduction of federal workers or the month-long, you know, political government shutdown, but 2025 is going to see far fewer government workers traveling. It's especially being felt by the hotel operators. Now, government, you know, per diem rates, they're considerably lower than corporate rates or even what non-business travelers pay. But it's still revenue for the hotels. It keeps the lights on, helps them paying employees. You know, do you agree with me that now is the time for hotel operators to be thinking creatively as their government salad days are likely over?
Well, this is a big issue. There's no doubt that government travel has declined. DOGE played a very critical role in that. But in general, across the industry, there has been a pullback on government travel. The industry pays a price for that. What I will say is, the experience suggests that when people travel, they're traveling for a purpose. You know, when they go to meetings, when they go to conventions, when they go to conferences, there's a purpose in doing that. I can't speak to every government traveler, but I think it's painting everything with just a wide brush here is probably coming at the expense of learning and business getting done.
Well, Jeff, listen, you know, all good information. We appreciate the report with you this morning. Always enjoy having you on the program. You're welcome anytime, as you know. We hope you have a great weekend and appreciate you being part of today's national broadcast.
Thanks so much for the opportunity.
Yeah, take care, Jeff. Thanks for all you're doing.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
All right. Well, there goes Jeff Freeman, Mary. Listen, always brings it. Always good information
always
for him.
Info, yep.
And, you know, we're going to see whether the, you know, the president's saying use the nuclear option right now for, I hope they don't, but we'll see what happens with the shutdown. It's got to stop. So, all right, as we get ready to take a time out for this bottom of the hour break, RJ is ahead with the latest open road as he prepares to head out to Las Vegas. The destination spotlight on Louisiana is ahead. Their lieutenant governor is going to be with us this hour. Hour two will feature the NCF, travel the world from your own kitchen, write stuff and listener emails. But next, Thanksgiving travel gets some attention on the show. Stay with us, everyone.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.
You've likely heard we've partnered with Regent Seven Seas Cruises, and besides their modern new ships with more on the way, they offer luxury ocean cruising that's unrivaled at sea.
They also deliver the most inclusive luxury experience at sea with always included unlimited shore excursions, exquisite dining, including all specialty restaurants at no added cost, unlimited beverages, fine wines, craft cocktails, and specialty coffees, and you get unlimited access to the spa facility, free Wi-Fi, valet laundry service, and more.
For more info, visit rssc.com/rmworldtravel or rmworldtravel.com.
It's Raycon's anniversary, and what a better way to celebrate than with a deal on the Everyday Earbud Classics from buyraycon.com/carry. The Everyday Earbud Classics are loaded with upgrades, active noise cancellation, multi-point connectivity, and an ergonomic fit that actually stays put. Plus, over 3 million customers love Raycons, and they come with a 30-day happiness guarantee. Get 20% off at buyraycon.com/carry. That's buyraycon.com/carry or find that link at rmworldtravel.com and just look under sponsors.
To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Hey, welcome back. This portion of the program is sponsored by TakeLean.com. You know, there's so much we could talk about. The juice cleanses, cabbage soup diet, raw food diet, and more. So much we could talk about diets. But did you know that by the time the average person hits 60, they've lost and regained several hundred pounds? And the fact is, gaining and losing weight is dangerous and damaging. Doctors call it weight cycling. About half of Americans do it, and if you do it enough, you're at risk of diabetes, liver damage, heart attacks, and stroke. Weight cycling is when you lose 10 or more pounds, and then you put those pounds back on plus a couple more. That puts tremendous strain on your organs and can lead to serious health issues. The bottom line is that we want you to know that most people need help to stop weight cycling, and a good way to make it happen is with non-prescription Lean that you can now buy at TakeLean.com. TakeLean was created by doctors. It's an oral supplement, not a GLP-1 injectable, and the science is impressive. Its studied ingredients also target weight loss in three powerful ways by helping to maintain healthy blood sugar, by controlling appetite and cravings, and by burning fat by converting it into energy. Burning fat is what keeps weight off. With the holidays ahead, now is the time to do this. Join us and lose meaningful weight at a healthy pace and keep it off. To get you started, we invite you to save 20% off just by using the code CARY, C-A-R-E-Y, at TakeLean.com. That's 20% off with code CARY at TakeLean.com, or as always, find the link at RMWorldTravel.com by looking under sponsors. So, maybe you're as bad as I am and aren't quite sure where you're going to spend Thanksgiving, even though it's only about 3 weeks away. No worries, because our next guest, Chip Lupo, is an analyst and writer at Wallet Hub, and he and his website compared 100 of the most populated cities in the U.S. and chose five that promised to deliver a great holiday long weekend. Chip, welcome back to the show. Let's start with the several criteria you and Wallet Hub used to boil down those 100 cities into the five best.
Yeah, thank you for having me on, Rudy. What we did is we try to create a comprehensive look at Thanksgiving that goes beyond things such as Thanksgiving parades. While those are important, and there is a criteria for that under that is called celebrations traditions, but we also looked at affordability, safety and accessibility, giving thanks, and probably most importantly, at least in my eyes, the Thanksgiving weather forecast.
Okay, yeah, all right. I get you. All right. You looked at those things, and as I say, you boiled down 100 cities, and we have our top five, and perhaps you can explain the glories briefly of each of these five cities in the time we have together. Let's start with number five on your list, and tell me why Scottsdale, Arizona is a swell place to spend this upcoming holiday.
Scottsdale is interesting because it would not be a place that would even register with me for Thanksgiving. But what they have going for it is that they do rank first in the giving thanks metric, including number one in volunteer hours per capita, which makes sense because Scottsdale is predominantly a retirement type area. So there's lots of opportunities for folks to take part in the volunteer activities there. They also rank very high in the share of income donated to charity. Okay. They also get high marks for celebration and traditions. But what probably kept Scottsdale from moving up even further is the weather forecast. So you can imagine. Well, I don't know if I could imagine Thanksgiving in the desert, and given the high temperatures there, even in November, it's not. Not exactly a Norman Rockwell type environment that I could see for Thanksgiving.
All right, we have four more cities to go. We got to keep it much briefer if we're going to get them in.
Okay.
Because we have four more to go. Give me three sentences on Dallas and then Virginia Beach, Virginia.
Yeah, Dallas gets number two in celebrations and traditions. Very high rankings in also weather forecast. Okay. Virginia Beach gets high marks for affordability, safety, accessibility, and also for the weather.
All right. The number two and then number one. Number two is Atlanta, Georgia, and I'll let you announce number one. Atlanta, Georgia's desirable because?
Number one is celebration and traditions, and that includes things like holiday decoration shops per capita and Google search interest for Thanksgiving terms. Also high marks in the giving thanks. High marks for volunteers and amounts of donated money donated for charity.
Hmm, interesting. And the weather might not be might be very pleasant as well in Atlanta in late November, I would imagine.
Atlanta in the South in general is predictable. I'm here in the Carolinas, and we've had instances where it's been perfect Thanksgiving weather. We've had instances where it's been 72 degrees and sunny. So it's a toss-up.
Number one, we got 15 seconds left. San Antonio, two sentences for us.
San Antonio is number one. It's affordable. There's a high quality of four and a half star plus restaurants, which are a thing. More and more people are doing that. The weather is great. And San Antonio is the only one of the five in which there's an abundance of pumpkin patches.
All right. Let me stretch this just a little more. When you say Thanksgiving celebrations and traditions, but you're not necessarily talking about, New York with its famous Thanksgiving parade, what are those celebrations and traditions?
Celebration pumpkin patches per capita falls under that category, holiday decoration shops per capita. And again, as we mentioned, the Google search interest for Thanksgiving folks who are going on Google and looking for either places to go or things to do for Thanksgiving.
So somewhere there's a list of how many pumpkin patches there are in major urban areas?
Apparently so. San Antonio's 11th in the country for that, and none of the other ones even register. I can say for certain that here in the South, I don't think I've ever seen a pumpkin patch.
Chip Lupo is an analyst and writer with Wallet Hub. Chip, thank you so much for joining us, and happy Thanksgiving to you and your family.
Same to you, Rudy. Appreciate it.
We'll be right back.
The world of travel never stops, and you can always find us 24/7 at rmworldtravel.com. Stay tuned. We're back after these messages.
There's a new way to keep your home safe, and it's called Simply Safe from simplysafe.com/carry. It's completely different from everything you've thought about home security. Typical security systems react once someone is inside your home. Real security stops a crime before it even starts. With Simply Safe, the moment someone steps onto your property, artificial intelligence security cameras identify the threat and alert professional monitoring agents. Get 50% off your new system at simplysafe.com/carry or visit armworldtravel.com. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
Hi, I'm Cesar Milan. People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a premium freeze-dried raw dog food designed to support your dog's health, happiness, and lifespan.
Their jaws are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier, and why they seem more youthful even as they age.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high-meat diet similar to what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend using 50 years of nutritional research and experience, helping dogs make incredible turnarounds. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Crispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/balance or text BALANCE to 511-511.
Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Dr. Marty Pets.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code FAST, or text FAST to 511-511 and claim 40% off. Roundhouseprovisions.com, code FAST.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text FAST to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
You've likely heard we've partnered with Regent Seven Seas Cruises, and besides their modern new ships with more on the way, they offer luxury ocean cruising that's unrivaled at sea.
They also deliver the most inclusive luxury experience at sea with always included unlimited shore excursions, exquisite dining, including all specialty restaurants at no added cost, unlimited beverages, fine wines, craft cocktails, and specialty coffees, and you get unlimited access to the spa facility, free Wi-Fi, valet laundry service, and more.
For more info, visit rssc.com/rmworldtravel or rmworldtravel.com.
To participate in the program, log on anytime to rmworldtravel.com. Once again, this is your RM World Travel Connection.
All right, welcome back, everybody. I'm RJ Carey. Thank you so much for sticking with us. Now, if you've spent any time in the entertainment capital of the world lately, and by the way, we're just jumping right into this today, you may have noticed something shifting out there between the neon and the nightlife. Las Vegas is starting to put cars front and center now more than ever. But before we get into that, this portion of the program is sponsored by buyraycon.com/carry. Now, it's Raycon's anniversary, everyone, and they're celebrating with a deal on the Everyday Earbuds Classic. These are my favorite, by the way. They're reliable, super comfy, easy to take anywhere, and you'll see why they've been a fan favorite since day one. The Everyday Earbuds Classic are loaded with upgrades. You get active noise cancellation, multi-point connectivity, and just an ergonomic fit that actually stays put and is comfortable no matter what you're doing. Everyday features that live up to their name, like 32 hours of battery life and quick charge, 10 minutes of charging gives you 90 minutes of playtime, so join them today. They come with a 30-day happiness guarantee. Get yours and save 20% off at buyraycon.com/carry or find a direct link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors, as always. Now, look, cars and Vegas have always had a thing for each other. I'm not saying that's not the case. This is, remember, the town where Elvis posed with his chrome fin Cadillacs practically as formal wear. And, of course, the California-derived hot rod culture of the 60s definitely leaked over to the Las Vegas Strip for years and years and years. But what's happening now is a little bit different. We're seeing a rise of major racing events like Formula One, global shows like SEMA, and hypercar showcases like the Las Vegas Concours. That's a new level entirely, bringing in global eyes and money, and it's impossible to ignore. In fact, once we wrap today's show, I'm heading out to Las Vegas to catch the back half of festivities at the 4th annual Las Vegas Concours at the Wynn, if you remember the show. We visited there just a couple years ago for one of our Let's Go America tours, and I think it should be interesting, as this year I've managed to check off just about every major Concours event in the country so far, so we'll see how it holds up. And speaking of, there are a lot of Concours events, which is essentially just a judged car show, by the way, across the country and for the world for that matter. Some take place on historical fairways that have been home to automotive royalty for decades, like Pebble Beach. But what's happening in Las Vegas right now is different. I think it's a little bit more than just a heavily curated show. It's a signal from the industry. So this year, the CEOs of Pagani, Koenigsegg, and SSC North America are personally coming to unveil new cars. So let's think about that for a second. These are three of the world's not only small, but most exclusive hypercar manufacturers, brands that operate at the highest level of engineering, performance, art, and cost. All of their cars cost at least a couple million dollars. They chose Las Vegas as the location for their latest product debuts. These are companies that typically launch new models in places synonymous with international automotive culture and wealth. Like I said, Pebble Beach, but also Geneva, Goodwood, the shores of Lake Como in Italy. The fact that they're planting their flags in Las Vegas tells you where the energy, and apparently dollar signs, is flowing. High-end manufacturers go where the market momentum is, and when the ultra-luxury segment shifts, typically the rest of the industry tends to follow. But it's not just the brands making the move, it's the city itself. Las Vegas has quietly, and now very loudly, built an environment that caters to car enthusiasm on every level. Walk the strip and it feels like a rolling auto show. You'll have Lamborghinis idling next to taxis, a Bugatti pulling across a crosswalk, G-Wagons stacked three deep in hotel valet lines. It's not by accident. Vegas is obviously designed for spectacle, and high-end cars thrive in a place that encourages excitement rather than apologizing for it. If you look even deeper at the infrastructure, most cities squeeze cars into tight urban grids or bury them in parking garages, but Vegas, it's in the middle of the desert. They do the opposite. You have very, very wide boulevards. They're built for flow. Giant resorts with enough frontage to host half of Monaco. Event venues that can transform product reveals into primetime entertainment. And also, there's a valet culture that practically expects people to show up in something rare. I don't think Vegas has the automotive heritage of Detroit or Maranello in Italy, but it has something they don't, which is a global audience, everyday people that arrive daily ready to be, and frankly, expecting to be impressed. And after all, if not for the sing-song from driving enthusiasts about how well a car handles, spectacle is really half the battle and what people care about when it comes to these high-end performance cars. Now again, I'm not insinuating that Las Vegas and cars being interdependent is new. On the innovation side of the industry, Las Vegas has been long home to SEMA, the biggest aftermarket manufacturing gathering in North America, a big trade show. But to drive my point home even further, I say look at Liberty Media's $1 billion Formula One weekend. In just a few weeks from today, F1 returns to the Las Vegas Strip for the third ever Las Vegas Grand Prix. It's not tucked away on the outskirts like the Miami Grand Prix, but tearing straight through the heart of Las Vegas nightlife. It's a bold move and a huge investment from F1's parent company, but so far the gamble has paid off. Normally, Las Vegas sees about 114,000 visitors per day, but during the Las Vegas Grand Prix weekend last year, that number nearly tripled, with over 300,000 unique people flooding the city. So pull all of this together, hypercar debuts, industry innovation, exotic accessibility, global racing spectacle, and now a major Concours show drawing the world's most important automotive figures, you see the bigger picture. Las Vegas is no longer on the outside looking in. It's becoming a center of gravity for the automotive world, and I'm excited to see it unfold. I'm RJ Carey. This has been The Open Road for this week, but stick around. More after this, we chat with the Lieutenant Governor of Louisiana for this weekend's Destination Spotlight. More after this, I gotta go hop on a plane. Drive on, America.
Join the travel duo and team by accessing the show anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back. Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Well, as RJ now heads out to Las Vegas, we're about to take you down to Louisiana. Their lieutenant governor is holding for us on the show hotline. Today's destination spotlight, everybody. Well, we're sponsored by simplysafe.com/care.
There's no safe like Simply Safe, and whether you're traveling somewhere near or far, have peace of mind that your home or small business will always be looked after.
You know, they have everything you need to make your place safe. It's all monitored 24/7 by security professionals. It costs less than a dollar a day. Go to simplysafe.com/carry. That's C-A-R-E-Y. You'll save 60% as a show fan today. Or find a link at rmworldtravel.com. Look under sponsors.
Now we're going to spotlight America's 18th state. It's known to many as both the Pelican State and the Bayou State. It was admitted to the Union in 1812. Joining us to discuss more is Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser.
All right. Well, this should be fun, Mary. Welcome to America's number one travel radio show, Lieutenant Governor.
Great to be with y'all today.
Well, really appreciate you being here with us. So listen, we could go all sports with you today. I know it's been a challenging week there with Governor Jeff Landry involved with LSU's football coach and athletic director no longer there. But I got to tell you, the passion of SEC sports fans may very well may be unmatched anywhere in the country. I really think it is. But here's where I want to go with you. Next year, it's going to mark your 10th year in office as Louisiana's lieutenant governor. Your dad, I know, was involved in politics as chief of staff for Governor Treen back in the early 80s. You were born in New Orleans. The state's in your blood. Why do you say Louisiana makes such a good place to come spend travel dollars?
You know, we have the best food, the culture, music, but it's the people. When you come here, we treat you like family, and you leave here with a friend for life, and you just keep coming back for more. And I hear that all over the world. So how can you not be excited about representing a state that the people love, everyone that comes here? And so that's what really makes Louisiana special. It's the people.
So, Lieutenant Governor, with Halloween was just yesterday, Thanksgiving's later this month, the Christmas holidays will be here. That means it won't be long before we're all talking about Mardi Gras. There's no better state in our nation to celebrate Mardi Gras than in Louisiana. But I do think a lot of people only associate that celebration with New Orleans. So talk about the importance of Mardi Gras across the state of Louisiana.
Yeah, I tell you, we've seen it grown all over Louisiana. You know, family-friendly, safe, affordable Mardi Gras. Not everyone can afford a hotel in New Orleans. They throw hot dogs in Shreveport. They chase a chicken in Mamou. Every Mardi Gras is a little different, a little different taste, a little different culture from the Cajuns down in Lafayette. So it's something that's grown all over the state, and everyone's unique and different.
Yeah, they are. Listen, a great state with these events held throughout the state. So, you know, Louisiana, I saw, was ranked in the top 10 in the U.S. for doing business in the annual rankings by Area Development Magazine. And it cited favorable property costs, low energy costs, strong workforce training programs. All of those are attractive, not only for listeners tuned in across the country right now, maybe as a possible location to live. Certainly, they translate well to the travel industry and making it go in your state. Would you agree with that, Lieutenant Governor?
Absolutely. You know, people come here for Mardi Gras. They meet people. They come back to visit. They end up moving here, locating their business here. You've got to have that quality of life. And when people treat you so nicely and you keep coming back for more of that, it adds to the business flavor as well. So it's all mixed together. If it's a fun place to visit, it's got to be pretty fun to live here as well.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, now that we're having this conversation, I'm thinking, Robert, maybe, because we love the state. So let's talk a little bit about the seafood industry. Louisiana and seafood go hand in hand. You did mention earlier how good the food is, and we would agree. But talk about the impact of seafood and tourism.
Yeah, right there,
yeah,
the Gulf of America.
Here. You know, we're kind of spoiled. We have the fresh, the Gulf, the oysters, the crabs, the shrimp, the crawfish. You know, every year we take one lucky crawfish and pardon it while the rest of the family gets boiled alive. But we use that as a great way to kick off crawfish season the first Tuesday after Mardi Gras. But the seafood is the freshest in the world. And with all the imports and the infected seafood coming to this country, it's a great time to highlight the importance of domestic seafood all over this country, especially here in Louisiana.
Well, listen, I can tell you, if we're having shrimp,
When do you pardon the one? What time of the year is that?
It's the first Tuesday after Mardi Gras.
With
one lucky crawfish out there at Chaffalot Basin. We pardon him, let him live his life out in the state park while the rest of the family gets boiled alive.
It's like when the president, they pardon the turkey. I like that.
Yeah.
But, you know, but Louisiana shrimp, I mean, nothing like it. So, sorry. So last question from us. We got about a minute, I guess, left right now. Yeah, we're investing heavily in America's 250th birthday here on the show. Being America's number one travel radio show, it makes some sense to do that. But any major events planned that listeners should know about that you say, you know, put on your calendar?
Yeah, we're going to, 4th of July is going to be special, of course, but we're going to be bringing in the tall ships. We're going to have the original documents coming down from Washington to the Louisiana Purchase at our museum there on Jackson Square. And then year-round is a part of here. We have 400 fairs and festivals. If you can eat it, shoot it, dance it, catch it, we name a festival after it. So there's a party going on all over Louisiana every weekend, and we'll be adding that flavor to the 250th anniversary with special events all over Louisiana all year long.
Well, what I love about the number you just said, 400 or so festivals and events, 365 days in the year, so that means every day you're getting at least one, maybe more festivals.
Well, we know that from our visits to the state. Yeah,
well, listen, folks, the voice you've been hearing is Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser. Thank you so much for joining us today. Really appreciate that. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. Y'all come down and feed your soul here in Louisiana.
Oh, we will. Thank you.
Thank you, my friend. Same to you.
Take care.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Well, listen, he'd be a lot of fun to hang
out with.
Oh,
my goodness. Yes.
Well, folks, America's 18th state wraps hour one today. The website, by the way, to plan your travel to Louisiana, it's very easy. ExploreLouisiana.com. ExploreLouisiana.com. When we return in a few minutes to begin hour two, well, the National Communal Forum is how we're going to start. The cast iron cowboy chef Kent Rollins is also ahead. You won't want to miss that. He's going to be part of our Travel the World from Your Own Kitchen segment in hour two. So stick around. Don't forget you can catch this show live or anytime at rmworldtravel.com.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.